Jake joins us with some audio.
Indeed, some audio. This is a bit that we have nearly run into the ground, and I say that probably because it features just trashing me on Why Today Doesn't Suck, but it's the bragging montage. We have we have some cocky folk here who work at the station, and I actually don't consider myself among that lot. I would guess that no one that I'm friends with actually thinks that of me. I'm actually... I have pretty low self-esteem, and I'm pretty sure that I've lucked my way into every situation in life and didn't deserve any of it. But somehow I'm here, and I can play this audio for you. The other two people in question, I bet you their friends do say that's the cockiest guy I know. And I'm not afraid to say it. So we have a mashup that I think is the GOAT that features the two perception-wise cockiest people here at the ticket. But we never get a request for this guy and his bragging montages. And like I said, he's accomplished a lot, so he has a right to puff out his chest. But he will make fun of your follower count on Twitter. He will call you egg if you don't have a proper avatar. It's Bob Sturm. Jared, let's take it away with the Bob bragging montage.
I am going to England to watch soccer. I bet you I put tons of miles on my bike as a kid. Maybe the most on this show.
I bought World Series tickets off StubHub.
I definitely came to Dallas without a cell phone.
I came up with the idea for Twitter. I can hit jump shots pretty well for a player of my talent level.
I consider myself a bit of a sushi expert. I get verified, please. And I'm the bad guy. Dude, I grew up in a Garfield house. I grew up in a town where most people were the same color. I had a day off from work last week, and I made a trip to Walmart to get some clothes. I had a Friday morning fire going.
Dude, I have a personal blog. I have a videotape in my house of every game I played my senior year.
I have friends. We go to movies. I have incredibly large feet. I have not worn underwear in about a month now.
I've read a lot of football books.
I have seen someone thrown out of a car. I just digitized the 2002 Hard Knocks.
I just had the greatest lunch ever.
I know all about the World War II. I married a Mexican. I might need a Corvette at some point. I once sat next to an NBA scout at a college game.
I own a guitar.
I saw Danny Cannell lose a game in the ACC. I used to be like elite level cereal guy.
Okay.
Wow.
You don't really hear that often. The P1's never requested. And that's pretty
that
strong.
That is amazing. Yes.
My favorite was I once saw someone thrown out of a car.
Boy, Bob has seen a lot in his life, hasn't
he? Yeah, he saw Danny Cannell lose a game in the ACC. Yeah.
Seen a lot and done a lot.
And he came from a Garfield house.
Yeah, dude.
Digitized I grew up 2002 Hard Knocks.
Yeah, gosh. So those are pretty good. Yeah. But the ones you always get questions for are, of course, Corby and myself. And again, I don't really feel like this fits my true personality, but there's undeniably something about my delivery that lends itself to portraying me as one of the two biggest douchebags here on the ticket, along with Corby Davidson. So I present to you, a P1 actually suggested this during Why Today Doesn't Suck a few weeks ago, and I went ahead and created the ultimate battle of the douchebag one-upper guys, Corby and Jake.
I got caught stealing posters in Colorado.
I'm just for killing animals in front of people.
When I was 6 years old, my parents put me on a plane by myself for the first time.
I tried skiing one day.
I play golf.
And I used to stay up all night on Napster.
I took a cooking class in college, too.
I knew about Stairway before I knew about Led Zeppelin.
I'm flying out to Nashville for a wedding.
I saw a ferret rip a girl's earring out once.
I got a book today.
I've listened to more Rush combined than you have.
My dad had to wear a suit every day.
I've been to Universal Studios.
I spent the day in Austin yesterday. All day, out on Lake Austin.
I haven't worn cotton underwear in probably 10 years.
You know, I almost walked to work today.
I had a Pepsi with breakfast one morning in California.
My neighbor is the commissioner of the Big 12.
Now I want to stand up for my love for large ass.
I went to a wedding one time.
I own my V-necks.
I got a tennis lesson right after work.
I was born in the mid-cities.
I didn't know what an abortion was when I was 10.
Right? I watched a Press Your Luck documentary on the Game Show Network.
My friends from high school are still some of my absolute best friends. Love them to death.
I had a taint rubbed on my face.
I was a subscriber to the Sooner Illustrated magazine back then.
I have a subscription to Porta Potties Monthly.
I got a rock.
I can tell the difference between African people and African American people.
I know Richard Branson.
I don't know how to tie various knots.
I just downloaded that new operating system for my Mac.
I had an NFL set of pogs.
Typically, all I sleep in are my boxers. That's it.
I don't care about the environment at all.
I don't eat a lot of French fries.
Probably the second best skater on the show,
but
right?
I'm the same age as Christian Laettner.
I've been back to NRH2O or like water parks by myself.
I grew up with the DA.
Because I see several homeless people on my way here, like on 35 or whatever. I couldn't tell you what one of their faces looked like.
I'm never out of shape.
I've had many a college football experience where before the game, everyone is like, we've got to drink all of this liquor right now.
I played golf with Kid Craddock at Castle Hills Golf Course.
And I pay like, whatever, $15 a month for a credit monitoring thing, whatever.
I hit a driver further from the right side than I can the left.
I haven't been to a guy's night out in forever.
We had friends that had a nanny.
I've seen my grandfather fire a gun at an armadillo.
I've had a relationship with Shaq for, oh, I don't know, ever.
I used to clean the bathrooms at a grocery store.
Because, you know, I was in a fraternity over there at school at TCU.
I've never been on a dirt bike.
By the way, I left a brand new Big Bertha driver on top of my car.
I only have two pair of jeans in rotation at a time. I wear them either every day or every other day, and then I buy another pair every 6 months or so.
I've not had a glass of milk since I was probably 8.
How is that bragging? How is you saying that you've never been on a dirt bike?
He doesn't need dairy. Yeah. That's how little he needs
I've
dairy.
I've never been on a dirt bike. I had a glass of milk since I was 6.
How is it bragging for Corby to say, I have a rock?
Have you really seen a ferret rip an earring out of some girl's ear?
Yes. You remember when they used to have pet stores at the mall? And they would have, it was almost like a puppy mill type place. They would just have cases on the wall like of little cages for puppies and for ferrets, and I saw a girl lean down into a cage of ferrets, and a girl probably 8 years old ripped it out of her ear.
Wow.
It was intense.
I love those montages because half of them are real brags, and then the other half are, I once went to a wedding. That's not a brag.
But what about, I don't know, I've known Shaq forever.
Yeah, that's a brag.
Forever. Oh, man. Thanks, Jake. That was awesome.